Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday podcast. This is volume Mish 26, episode number 12. Our drop date is Monday, June 22nd, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Make sure you see Jim and his team for all your branded apparel and marketing merch needs. DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep, and guess what? Guess who we have this week? He's back, and he has incredible new music. I can't wait. Can you wait? I can.
Hey, Nick Stevens is joining us. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Now, the last time we saw you, it was as a part of the group Horror Movies in the Morning. This is back at the end of 2024. Yeah. And now you're doing your own thing on the solo trail. Tell us a little bit about what's transpired in that last year and a few months.
Well, basically the band disbanded. We just kind of went our separate ways. We're all still very close. Which was important to me. We're all friends first and foremost. And after we disbanded, truthfully, I kind of had a void of just needing to play music as soon as possible. So I actually started doing some hired gun work. I did a few tours with a guy named Brendan Starr out of Pennsylvania. And we went up and down the East Coast. We did a Midwest tour. And kind of from seeing how he did it, as well as just some things I had brewing inside of me, I was like, I want to release some of my own music. So I got in touch with a good friend of mine who recorded all of his own stuff, and he was able to help me record my single. And I've been sitting on that for like a year. It was a constant thing of, I want to have a promotion plan, and then no promotion plan would come, and I just keep pushing it out and out. And eventually this tour came about, and I was like, that'd be the perfect time to release it. So that kind of, I guess, catches you up to where I'm at today.
Well, and the song that you're referring to is I'm Not Perfect, which you just released, within the last week or so, correct?
Right. Yep. That was just on June 1st.
All right. And we're fired up about this tune, too.
Yeah, I love this song. I just think this is amazing. This is definitely one of those people need to put this on their Spotify list right now.
Thank you. Yeah, Quarter Peep's our resident rocker, as you know. And when you get the thumbs up from Quarter Peep, you've done something, and she's loving this. So we're fired up about it. Well, you know, tell us a little bit, what's the backstory on this song?
Truthfully, I get that about pretty much all the songs I've written, because they're all dark and like, who broke your heart? But truthfully, it's like, I'm trying to use a big word, but it's a, I'm just to say, combination of everything I've gone through for the past 7 to 10 years of teenhood into early adulthood. That's just kind of came out in my music, and I found it easy to make it rhythmic if it's something sad, something about heartbreak. You know, I feel if I'm, truthfully, if I'm singing about something happy, it doesn't really seem genuine, because I'm pushing it, and that's not, I'm not a sad person. It's just what comes out easily.
Emotions that we all can relate to tend to be more of those negatives.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's kind of, I guess, been a good thing, because people have reached out and said, you know, it's really helped me through a hard time or this and that. But I get asked all the time, like, what's it about, or what are all your songs about? It's just a compilation of years of pain, but thankfully happily engaged now. So,
congratulations.
I'll have to start writing some happy stuff about her, but I'm still working on the, you know, the past stuff, and then we'll work on the present. So
that's going to be the sequel.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, this one got released on the 1st of June, folks. We're encouraging you to download it yourselves, but enjoy this playing. This is I'm Not Perfect from Nick Stevens.
That was-
Yes, the debut single from Nick Stevens. That's I'm Not Perfect. A great, great tune. I love the sound, Nick. Just absolutely love the sound.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I found that I took kind of a blend of the stuff that I liked from my last band, plus stuff that I was looking to put into a music project, and it just kind of popped out into that.
Well, and I'll tell you, and I've said this to a few folks that we've had on before, and what I love about it, it is your own. Yeah. You're not right. copying somebody. You're not trying to be somebody else. This is Nick Stevens, right. And it's a wonderful sound. Congratulations on nailing yeah. that, and we are certainly going to be looking forward to hearing an awful lot more.
Thank you.
Hey, we are in the Detroit Shirt Company studio, but we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with Nick Stevens right after this.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition. We are with Nick Stevens. We just heard his debut single, I'm Not Perfect. What a great tune. Nick, we talked about this a little bit off air before we got started, but we're recording this show, as we do with Vehicle City Sound, actually on June 9th. And beginning on June 10th, as this show is coming out on the 22nd of June, this list becomes extremely relevant because you, sir, are going to be there. It is. There it is. All right. You, sir, are going out on the road and you have a very, very busy next several days. Congratulations, first of all. Yes, but I'm looking at you. June 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 19, 20. You're going to town, buddy.
Yeah, trying to. And that came about as like the first gig was June 14th, opening up for Tantric. I'm good friends with Jeremy and the rest of the band from Yellow Number 5. They're the ones who set up that show. And they included me on the bill. And they got the opportunity to join alongside the Lonely Ones as part of their entire tour. And originally the plan was I was going to join up with them and do that. But as time went on, I began to get the, I call it like the booker's itch, where I'm just sitting there doing nothing. And it's like, I need dates in the calendar.
Yes, sir.
So it turned into a couple Michigan dates, which turned into having the whole weekend filled, which then turned into the following weekend, which that was a whole thing with that where I negotiated to get a national band on a show. It was all set in stone. We had the contract signed, ready to go. And I stood to make a fair amount of money from that show. And unfortunately, like a week after promotion began, the venue just canceled everything. All events.
No.
So
that hurts.
That kind of, yeah, that put me in a tough position. But I was kind of scrambling. I was like, well, shoot, now those Yellow Number 5 and Lonely Ones dates are out. Let me see what they got cooking. And they were able to get me on their June 19th is what I needed filled. They were able to get me on that show in Beloit, Wisconsin, which I'm really excited to check out that venue. It's going to be a super cool show. So.
Well, you're all over Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois with this as well, or just, I guess, Ohio and Wisconsin.
Yes.
But what we want you to do, because obviously this is airing after you're back, please get back in touch with us and give us the highlights. We want to know what's happening with that. And we're going to share that with all the folks on our social media, because I know they're going to want to know after airs how it all went. You got some great things happening, and I'm wishing you all the best with that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I have a photographer coming along for the whole tour. So he's going to be obviously taking pictures, but not only that, he's going to be doing videos for me. And I intend to not only film stuff myself, but have a drummer film stuff, have my fiance film stuff, and at the end of it, send it to somebody to just kind of put into one big tour vlog that I'm going to put out on YouTube. Because I've gone on 4 tours now, and every single time I say, I'm going to do a vlog, and I look back at my camera roll after, and it's just like a few videos of me like getting in the vehicle, going to a gas station. Like, there's no substance to it. So my hope is this time, like, I got all my merch is back here. I'm going to have videos of that loading into my van and selling merch and showing just the behind the scenes stuff that I've missed the last couple of times.
Hey, fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best with that. I want to talk a little bit too. Has the process for you as the horror movies in the morning have kind of gone each other's separate ways. Has the process for writing changed at all for you, or is it still pretty much been the same thing? Now it's just you.
It's definitely different, because a lot of what we did with Horror Movies in the Morning, our guitarist Hammy would bring more or less a completed product to the table, and I would put my own lyrics and own vocals and make my own melodies and whatnot, but I was given a complete piece of music to sing over, we'll say 80 to 90% complete, whereas with myself, I find it's more so I'm just jamming. I'll find a cool riff and I'm like, I got to record that. And it might be several months before I find the other piece to kind of connect it all together. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not perfect. I had that chorus. I was like, that sounds really cool, but I had nothing to tie it all in. And I forgot how it all came up, but it was just a jam session where I put it all together, and I'd say that's how most of my songs are. I start mm-hmm. with little pieces, and then as time goes on, I even if I'm writing other songs at the time, I might come back and finish something. Sorry, go ahead.
You can't rush the process.
Right.
It's not something that I'm sure you wouldn't be satisfied if you just said, okay, well, I got to finish this by 5 o'clock today and we're just going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I will say that would be terrible if you had to rush yourself. Like, this is not 9 to 5.
Yeah. And that's, I'm glad you bring that up. That's another thing that's been different is, like, for example, by this point, with Horror Movies in the Morning, we already had a full album out and we're working on a second one. And a large part of that was just due to the fact of Hammy had a lot of stuff ready to go. It was like, let's record 3 or 4 songs per session. We got them ready. And with me, it's been a lot slower. Like I've been sitting on that one song for a year before I finally put it out. And, I'm sure I could have done other songs, but just my pace is a lot slower.
Well, so. You've certainly created quality. And that's what we love. And this next one that we've got queued up too, and understanding, as you indicated, and I'll share this with our audience, this isn't necessarily the finished version. This is the demo that you've got up, but the song is Country. It is another very interesting tune. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this one has, I don't know necessarily a backstory, but I've had several times where people come up to me and they're like, why the hell is it called Country? Like, why? I mean, the only thing I can give is I think that, I think it's got a little country twang to it. And mm-hmm. Country is kind of like a filler name. It might not be called that when I release it, but really with that, it was I've had the line, the first verse for months, I'll fight till I can't no more. I know it's not right, but I'm mixing up the verses. I know it's not right, but I don't know wrong. I had that first verse in my head for months, and then same thing. I put a chorus to it, and then the second verse was just kind of copying myself off the first. So, but yeah, that's Country.
Well, it's another great tune. And while what we hear when Nick finally releases this song may be a little different than what you're about to hear, at the very least, this gives you another really good feel for the sound of Nick Stevens, and I think that the value of what he's putting together in music. So let's give this one a listen. This is Country from Nick Stevens.
Let that one ring out for a while, I guess.
There you go. Yes, sir. That's all right, though. Another great tune, Country, from Nick Stevens. And again, gives you a feel for what you're all about there. And I just it is your own sound.
It is you. Like, this is this is your sound. And people are going to know, hey, I know that guy. That's his unique sound. And nobody else can duplicate that. Nobody.
Terrific stuff, buddy. Just terrific stuff.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's actually probably my favorite song. I'm not perfect. It's recorded professionally, so I put that out first. But yeah, especially that riff at the end. I love it. I love playing it live. And that part of the song especially takes you back to kind of more so of what would have been in my previous band, like those real heavy, chuggy, more metal forward part. Compared to more of a rock sound, which I feel the first song is more rock and then the second one leans a little bit more metal, but my sound ultimately will probably always go more towards rock than metal.
Well, it's terrific, and we appreciate you sharing it with us. And we know that there are going to be a lot of folks that are going to want to know how to find you and how to find your music, particularly as more and more is released. Where do folks find you?
You can't. No, I'm just kidding. my website, nickstevensmusic.com. There you can find my debut single, links to all my social media, my upcoming tour dates. Also, if you go to my Instagram, which is just Nick Stevens Music, you could go on my link tree from the bio that will also show you all my upcoming stuff. Nick Stevens on Facebook, pretty much Nick Stevens or Nick Stevens Music on everything.
And folks, keep in mind too, it's Nick NIC.
Yeah.
So
Correct. Don't
throw the K in there. It's NIC Stevens.
Thank you. I got to start saying that. I forget that it's a rarity to be NIC.
There you go. There you go. Well, your music is rare. And so the two go together, Nick. Well, listen, folks, we are going to wrap things up tonight from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Nick Stevens, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us what all is happening. And even though this is coming out after it's all done, we're wishing you all the best on this tour.
Thank you.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes. So next week we have Drew Hale.
All righty. Thank you again, Nick Stevens, for joining us. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yep. And thank you for having me. Make sure to tune in. Tune in next week as well. And I'd love to come back and let you guys know how the tour went. I'll make sure to put that vlog out as well so you guys can see all the behind the scenes stuff.
More than just the gas stations and Waffle House.
Yeah, I want to see
right.
No, I was kidding.
I'll be showing all the fun stuff that happens on the road, like sleeping in parking lots and what have you.
We'll look forward to seeing it all, and we appreciate having Nick here tonight. And folks, if you know more artists like Nick that you would like to have us on, drop us a note. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is the email address. We are going to be out on the road ourselves. And if you want to know where we're going to be and want to catch up with us, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. That's got all of our information on it as well. Appreciate all of your support. We appreciate you supporting artists like Nick Stevens. And hey, folks, do good things.